13 minutes after 5 o'clock, Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Entering the third hour of today's show, Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas taking you up to 6:35 tonight. It's warm out there. I mean, it's really warm out there. We should touch 90 before the end of the day today, and we could have a few more 90-degree days before we get to the end of the week. But that does not affect our next guest who is lined up here in studio. He was in a race this past Saturday, and he told me a few minutes ago he's totaling 60 miles a week. We have Micah Swartz joining us here from Lorain County Community College. He was the 2019 Ohio Community College Athletic Conference Male Scholar Athlete of the Year. Micah, thanks for coming in. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me.
So before we get into your accolades here, 60 miles a week, even in this extreme heat, how tough is that, or have you just kind of gotten used to that by now?
It started off a little rough when we're used to the 50s and 60s of the spring, but I try to get all my runs done in the morning, so usually I'm out the door by like 7:30, 8 o'clock, and I'm running, hit the trails by around 8:30, so I try to avoid it the best I can. I don't mess around with afternoon running. I try to avoid all the heat.
Is that how you got to do it? You got to practice on the trails for cross country?
Yeah, actually, I've had a lot of like knee pain and patella issues over the year, so I almost run exclusively, like all 60 miles a week is just on trails. So I go down to Metro Parks every day and just hit the trails down there.
Very cool.
Well, and at your age, I mean, you certainly got the metabolism right. You've got the energy, all that good stuff. And, you know, you've had quite the career at Lorain County Community College, and we should mention that your career at LCCC is over, but you're going to advance your career going on to the University of Toledo, where you plan on continuing both your education and your career as a cross-country runner. But your story's pretty interesting because you told me a few minutes ago that your senior year of high school, you thought you were done running.
Yeah, I really had a rough last couple of years. My junior year, I had a bunch of problems with like iron, so I was running race after race, and I was just feeling so weak and so worn out. I was like, what the heck's happening to my body? And then senior year, that kind of just messed with me mentally. So after high school, I was just on the edge and ready to quit, and I didn't really think I was going to ever come back to running.
And then Coach Powers at LCCC got a hold of you, right?
Exactly, yeah. I got into his office, talked with him, and I left, changed, man. I could not believe I was already signed up, and yeah.
Did he say something, or did it just kind of give you the realization that you enjoyed this and you wanted to keep it going?
I think it was a mix. A lot of it was his aura and his personality. He's such a charismatic, loving, like, happy guy, and he's always so energetic. Like, whether it's me, you know, finishing ninth at Nationals, or our last place guy breaking 45 minutes for the 5 miles, he's just as happy for everybody. So that kind of rubbed off on me and got me excited again.
Kind of have to be, I think, in running. I mean, you can't have, like, an Eeyore mentality and be like, let's go run 5 miles or whatever it is.
No.
So tell us about these 2 years at Lorain County Community College. I mean, we've talked about some of the accolades here. This isn't the first time you've won Male Scholar Athlete of the Year, too. That should be mentioned. You mentioned your ninth place finish at Nationals. And also something that has been detailed here as well, your 3.92 GPA. You're also a volunteer as a math tutor. So you've been unbelievably busy these last couple of years at Lorain County Community College. What's this 2-year experience with the Commodores been like for you?
I think it's honestly been more than I could ever hope for. Like, going to community college, I wasn't really sure what to expect. And all my friends kind of talk about going away to the 4-year and having the 4-year experience. But for me, like, I would not have traded these 2 years for any 4-year experience. Like, being able to tutor kids in our math department and being an assistant professor and help with the math. And then also on the running side, like, having our awesome team and traveling with them and getting to know some amazing, like, different people in the community, it's been so much fun.
I want to focus on the Bruce Bridgman Invitational. Now, you actually were part of a team that won a championship at this particular meet, and if I'm not mistaken, I believe you finished second in your race, is that right, or did you finish first?
Actually, yeah, I finished first.
You finished first, okay.
Yeah.
So tell me about that meet, because anytime the team comes out on top in a meet like that, it's got to be very, very exciting. Now, we think of races in different ways, I'm sure, than you do, but like everybody thinks about a race, like you're all clapping and cheering and going nuts at the finish line. Is it like that with a cross-country race?
A little bit. There's definitely a lot of people on the sidelines that are there cheering and clapping and excited, but during the race, there's a lot of points where you're kind of out by yourself in the woods and you're just running and you got to talk yourself through the race mentally and just push yourself.
What are you saying to yourself? Just out of curiosity, because there are times Matt and I talk to ourselves throughout the course of the show, but like when you're running, what are some of the things that are going through your mind? You mentioned you're talking to yourself, just trying to keep yourself, you know, geared up and ready to rock and roll. What are you saying to yourself?
A lot of it's just like positive self-talk, because it's pretty easy when you're feeling tired just to slow down naturally, because that's what your body's screaming for and your legs want you to do. But it's kind of like that self-talk. It's like, I can do this. You know, I can keep pushing. I have another gear. Like, I'm almost there, another half mile. Just talk yourself through the race kind of step by step.
Okay. Is it always something different in a race, or is it typically the same? Like, your leg's getting tired? I mean, your muscles cramping? Well, I mean, I guess at a certain point, muscles cramp. You can only go so far. But
yeah. Usually for me, it's not usually the breathing as much as it is, just the legs feeling really heavy and kind of your body feeling warm from the hills or whatever you're going through. So it's kind of just talking yourself through it and saying, this is okay. I've done this during workouts. I'm used to this feeling and just being okay with it.
And is it different for you too? I mean, from high school into the college level, do you prefer being out front? Do you like being behind people to kind of push you? How do you approach a race?
I'm much more of a come from behind, so I even split races. And like you talking about last Saturday, we had a race, and that's what I did. I hit almost every split within 1 second of each other. So I'm very much, I go out at a certain pace, and I just keep hitting that pace. And that's kind of where I gain momentum as I pick off people that go out really hard and then kind of slow down. I'm the opposite, where I like to go out slower and pick off people. Because that, for me, is so much easier to feel strong and then like have that encouragement of I'm getting people kind of thing. So
I love that phrase, man, pick off people. See, for those of us that don't run cross country, I would have never imagined that becoming a part of your vernacular, but picking off people, that's got such a different meaning in cross country. I love that. That's fantastic stuff. Now, your success goes way beyond the trails here as well. We've referenced some of it already, but your 3.92 GPA, you volunteer as a math tutor as well, well over 20 hours a week. What has that experience been like?
It's been a lot of fun just to get to meet people through that and have the experience of giving back to like a community that's given me a lot. Like, not thinking I was going to run in college, now having all this where Coach Powers have supported me so much and helped me, you know, in my hurdle journey. So to be able to give back and, like, help students there has been awesome. And especially with math, which has clicked for me a lot. And that's, like, my major now. I'm going on with applied mathematics at Toledo. So, like, math has always come really easy. So for me to help kids who struggle with that and to help, you know, the light bulb go off, like, it's super rewarding to see that.
You ever sit while you're running on the trails doing math problems in your head?
Actually, I've had that before where, I'll hit the trails after, like, a test or something, and I'll be running, and I'm like, oh, crap. Like, I'll remember that I did a problem wrong on the test and figure it out in my head as I'm running. I'll do that.
That's
sometimes.
Funny.
Does that help to distract you from running, or does it?
A little bit. I mean, definitely it makes the miles go by a little faster, but.
Yeah. Is that part of why you like it, though, too? I mean, it gives you that opportunity to kind of just think.
Yeah, I mean, I always call it's the best option for free therapy, basically. I mean, you get all those hours of just thinking about life and reflecting on whatever, so you get a lot of time just to have deep thought with yourself.
Kind of. That's cool.
We are being joined here in studio by Micah Swartz, a two-time Ohio Community College Athletic Conference Male Scholar Athlete of the Year. He's joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. I'm a Bowling Green guy, and I'm starting to like you here, but regretfully, I've got to mention that he's going to the big BG rival in the Toledo Rockets next year, but you're going to be majoring, as you mentioned, in applied mathematics. What do you intend to do with that major?
Right now, I'm kind of looking at doing like medical research because I've always really enjoyed the medical field, and my mom works in the medical field as a physical therapist, so I've always kind of had that as growing up and child. So I would love to combine that and use that and do like research with the medical field. So
very cool. Now, you're, of course, going to continue your cross-country career there as well. You mentioned to me before we came on the air that, boy, we're coming down the home stretch here. You've got about, what, 2 or 3 weeks before you head back to Toledo?
Yeah, just under a month now. Yeah, it's another 3-4 weeks of solid training, and then I'll be off to Toledo for cross-country camp.
What brought you to Toledo?
I really wanted to run at a pretty competitive school and keep pushing myself and really see what I could get out of running. But at the same time, I was kind of looking for a school that was very affordable as far as, like, college costs. And then I also was really committed to finding a coach that I was passionate about. So kind of all those things set together, Toledo kind of felt just like the right place for me.
What is it about cross? Do you do track too, or just cross country? And what is it about cross country?
At Toledo, or at LCC, we actually don't have a track team. So I've always been more attracted to cross country. Yeah. And part of that is because I love the grittiness of the races, the mud, the hills, all of that. Whereas track, you know, you just run in circles. So that to me is a little more boring, and I don't find as much enjoyment.
Makes sense.
I love the honesty, man. I love the honesty.
So at Toledo, will you run on the track too, or no?
Yeah, so at Toledo, we get to run on the track. We don't have an official men's track team, so we kind of get to run what races we choose, and it's a little more laid back, but we have an official men's team, so that's what the big focus will be is in the fall and trying to bring home a MAC title.
That's cool.
Looking back at these last couple of years at Lorain County Community College, what do you think that you've enjoyed the most about your time with the Commodores?
I would definitely say just all the people I've met, from like Coach Powers to really amazing instructors that I'm still really close with, students and a lot of friends that I've met. I have some really close friends and people that I'll definitely be lifelong friends with. So definitely all the relationships I've made at LC is probably what's going to always stick with me.
So you're running 60 miles a week. You mentioned the race you were in on Saturday, and we all remember how hot it was on Saturday. Do you remember, you know, how old you were, or maybe like when the light bulb went on when you figured, man, I love running and I want to do this competitively?
Yeah, it really started the summer before seventh grade. I did like a running Rangers camp in Lakewood, and I remember my first run, I kind of trotted along really, really slowly. My mom was like, "What the heck were you doing out there just running so slow?" She's like, "If you run faster tomorrow at camp, I'll get you food afterwards." So that bribed me, and I just went a little harder. I was like, "Wow, this is not as bad as I thought it was." And then I kind of really started enjoying it. And then I signed up for cross country that fall, and ever since then, this will be like my ninth year in a row of cross country. So.
Wow. Okay, so we're coming up on a decade. Pretty impressive. Yeah. All right, well, on this show, we talk a lot about food. So you mentioned that your mom enticed you with some food. Do you remember what it was exactly she enticed you with?
Yep, she enticed me. She said she'd get me Einstein bagels and cream cheese. Nice. So that did
it. Wow, okay.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we were enticed with food, but no one told us to run. That was right. Our problem here, yeah.
Right. I mean, yeah, there are different ways of getting us going.
Yes.
Usually, they get us going by offering us food, but you're right. There's usually no running attached to that for us. So how That's long cool. does it take you to get 10 miles in a day, right? That's about what you average?
Yeah. 10 miles take me usually about 65 minutes or so. Huh. So I'm using an average in right around like 630 to 640 pace for easy runs.
Well, that's impressive.
Yeah, very much so. Well, and I think a lot of times people run with earphones in. Some people don't need that. They think that if they run with a clear mind, they're not listening to any music whatsoever. When you're running, are you listening to music? Are you listening to podcasts? Are you listening to the radio? What are you listening to?
So actually, when I run, I don't listen to anything. I've actually never, ever tried listening to music or podcasts or anything. Usually, like, the 30-minute drive down to the valley, I'll listen to music or podcasts on the way back. But usually running, I just like to have a clear head and kind of focus on my form or how I'm feeling, my breathing. I focus on all those kind of things.
I always thought cross country is one of the cooler college sports out there because – I mean, a football field's 100 yards. Yeah, stadiums are different. Baseball diamonds, essentially the same thing. You guys run on different areas. I mean, sometimes I'd assume you're on a campus. Sometimes you're off a campus. Is that part of the draw for it for two? I mean, you're always kind of somewhere else kind of seeing the country.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun part getting to travel and then run on new courses. It's like, especially with Toledo, like I've ran on some of the similar courses last 2 years at LC, and a lot of colleges were running similar ones year to year. So this year it's going to be whole new courses. So it's always an exciting part rolling up to a new place and getting to walk around and kind of just see what it's like, see how the course is. Is it hilly? Is it flat? Yeah.
There's no set regulation to what the cry. It just has to be. Is it 5 miles? How far do you go?
Yeah, we run 8K, which is five miles. Yep.
So, I mean, as long as it meets that, it can be hilly. It can be flat. I mean, would you prefer one over the other?
Not really. I mean, definitely flatter courses are going to be a lot faster. You're going to push yourself more, but the hills are always brutal for sure. But it just depends what the whoever's designing the course, how much they want to torture the runners, I guess.
I've got to ask you, man. I'm just to be able to run 10 miles a day, 6 days a week, takes a lot of focus, a lot of dedication. What do you eat, man? I'm just dying to know, because to have all that energy, I mean, you can't just eat whatever you want. You've got to have a somewhat of a regimented diet. You told me earlier that your mom's always been pretty strict with what she feeds you. What kinds of things do you eat?
A lot of what I eat are actually like healthy grains, so I eat like rice or rice pasta. After runs, I'll have whatever, eggs, bacon, bread. And then for lunch, I'll have chicken, rice, salad. But I eat a lot of food. I try to eat really healthy, clean food, so food that's going to give me nutritional value and benefit me in some way.
Very nice. See? You can take some notes. All the 5Ks you run in throughout the course of the year, you can take some notes.
I'm not hitting anywhere near 6 minutes a mile, I'll say that.
That's all right. That's very,
I'm
very
happy
impressive.
If I hit eight. I'm like, woohoo.
Boy, eight. I'd be happy if I hit 10, man. Yeah, I wouldn't come anywhere near 8 minutes. You got me beat there for sure. Even though you're knocking microphones over all over the studio.
that's great for radio, yes.
That's all good stuff. Well, Micah, we appreciate you coming in studio, man. This is a lot of fun. Congratulations on winning this award twice. And it pains me to say good luck to any Toledo Rocket, but, you know, you've had a remarkable career. We wish you the best of luck next year at Toledo as well.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on here.
All right. Again, that's Micah Schwartz, at Lorain County Community College, soon to be at Toledo, a two-time Ohio Community College Athletic Conference Male Scholar Athlete of the Year, joining us here in studio on Bullseye on the Afternoon.